It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thank you, Ken Adams. As always, we're just so appreciative of our good friend and brother, Ken. As we sit in Jerry Brenneman's office and we have a conversation, and next thing we know, it's on the radio, and it all sounds like a radio program we had very little to do with. Jerry, today it's you and me, and this is a bit out of the ordinary. In fact, we've been doing this for, I don't know, 16 years or something like that, and I don't think we've ever approached a program in quite the way we're going to do today. Historically, we bring someone else in who's affiliated with Evangel Home, whether it's a resident or a volunteer or a staff member. Sometimes it's just us talking about events. Today, we're going to talk about a need. And I think we can express this need beautifully, metaphorically. We saw your post about the sign out front that said Evangel Home, right. 137. Yeah. And so we knew that there was something unusual going on in that regard, the beautiful sign that's been here forever. And why don't you back up and take us through that a little bit, and then we're going to talk about how our listening friends can really make a difference.
Okay, thank you, Jim. I totally forgot I had posted that on Facebook, but I went out to the front of the home about 2 weeks ago to take a picture with someone in front of the old wooden sign. It's sort of our picture spot. And the sign wasn't there. And I just felt this terrible emptiness. And then I thought at first, okay, two things could have happened. Either someone, the good sign fairy, took the sign to go fix it in his shop, or somebody took it to put it in their house, yeah, which really seemed a little ludicrous to me. But I thought, you know, there's somebody that maybe doesn't like us and decided they would just take the sign, ha-ha, to be...
Sure.
So I posted that on Facebook, and immediately there were wonderful people who said, oh, we will make you a new sign. We'll be willing to pay money to have a new sign made. And then we found out later that day that it had not been stolen, that indeed the good sign fairy had taken it, and his name was Rod. He had come to the home several weeks ago for a tour, and we know he is a very good friend, and he decided that the sign really needed to be fixed up. So he asked a staff member if he could take it. They said, sure. I was not here then. They forgot to tell me. So all along, he had the sign in his shop to fix it. And then as he started fixing it, he thought, no, I can't make this sign perfect because it needs to reflect the women. So he didn't shine it all up. He didn't sand out every single splinter. He didn't dab paint on every corner. And he said that is to remind us that though that is for the women who still need to come here and find the healing touch of God. Mm. I thought, what a beautiful metaphor for Evangel Home. And that's then what, when I talked about having a profound sadness, thinking back to that empty post and trying to imagine, because money is down, and we'll talk about that, but a moment where we would actually close that pink door and take down the sign, it's not goosebumps. It's not the equivalent of goosebumps I get coming from my ankles up. It's like tears. I can't imagine that thought. So that sign just spoke really powerfully to me at that time.
Yeah, and as you say, it really is a beautiful metaphor for what's going on here. We all need refurbishing from time to time. And I love that Rod left it imperfect because we are all imperfect, and there are still lots of needs out there and women whose lives are upside down that Evangel Home is uniquely equipped in this community to provide a healing opportunity. Well, you have a letter going out, and the fact of the matter is, my listening friend, we have financial needs, and we don't come this way very often.
Four times in 25 years I've done that, Jim. I've written some letters or put in a newsletter, but never, I mean, this is just not something you do every year.
Right. Four times in 25 years is a pretty good track record, and it's not crying wolf. There are needs. Giving has been down significantly, not only this past year, but then we usually get a rebound in December to make things up, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, and that's I was surprised. I was disappointed, and yet I think we reflect what's happening in many people's homes. I think we reflect what's happening in many churches. Mm-hmm. The percentages are not that far off from what's happening in a lot of churches, but we are to a point, if the ministry is even going to sustain where it is, we've got to rely, we've got to have more faithful donors. Those folks that give every month are the backbone. The folks that give the large gifts are sort of the air in our lungs that give the breathing room. Mm-hmm. But to know that month in, month out, or even every 3 months in, every 3 months out, you can rely on a certain amount of money is really what we need.
It has been quite a journey for us. I don't even know for sure. I think 16 and a half years, if I've got my memory right, which is no guarantee because I don't remember what I had for breakfast 3 hours ago. But we've seen a lot of women, and you especially have seen way more than I have, women come through here and seen the healing power of God's transforming work in their lives. And it's unthinkable to give consideration to the thought that that the pink door would close and not open again. And so, my listening friend, it's we want to be factual, and we want to offer you an opportunity to meet a need. But understand, we believe the instruction to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And so that's our heart. We ask that to be your heart, first of all, our prayer support. We're excited to see what God's going to do in this process, but we're so thankful for Him, to Him, for all that He has done, and looking forward to what He will do. But we really need to present an opportunity for you to minister to Evangel Home. The regular monthly givers are, as you say, the backbone of what goes on here.
Yes, I mean, they really are. You know, Jim, I want to do the facts and figures. I want to give people the numbers, and even if they want to grab a pen and pencil and write them down. But when you talked about the ministry and the women, I need to share one more story.
Yeah.
And without going into all the programs and all, you know, kind of our flyover thumbnail sketch of all that goes on, I had the biggest picture of that last week at my church. I go to church at First Presbyterian. Our mayor of Fresno, every quarter, she has a prayer meeting at some local church. And First Presbyterian, it was our blessing to host it last Sunday night. And I was asked to deliver one of the prayers. And so I had my moment up there where anyone who was going to see me would see me. I'm sitting down at the pews and getting ready to leave that night, and this woman comes up to me, knowing now that I'm there. We make eye contact, and I immediately said, "Ruby, Jim, it was a woman who had been here, who graduated here." I don't know why, but I cry now thinking about that. I guess the rubies. And anyway, we looked at each other, and I said, "Ruby." She had graduated in 1989, and I'll never forget when she graduated. And she said, "When I was out there in the street, I couldn't be the woman I wanted to be. And when I came here, I saw little things I liked in different staff, and I copied it." Mm. She said, "I liked Jerry's short hair, so I cut my hair. I liked the way Cindy sang, so I learned to sing." And I will just never forget, that was on a little video, I'll never forget Ruby saying that. That was 1989, and a while after that, she had some rough spots. Last time I saw her, her face was covered with tattoos. That night, a week ago, when we made eye contact, her tattoos were all gone, and she was there with her church praying with us. Mm. As I'm hugging Ruby, this other young woman comes up to me. This is a young woman we dismissed 2 months ago.
From the Crossroads
from
program.
Crossroads. Yeah. She doesn't know how I'm going to respond to her, but she's there with her church praying. Wow. So now we have 1989 and we have 2014. While I'm hugging both of them, here comes this other woman with her four kids, Jerry, Melinda, and she graduated in like 2008. It was absolutely one of the spiritual highs of my life to think I had just been blessed to be able to pray for these very kinds of women who I didn't have a clue were there. And there I am hugging people, some of them that we would have had no idea would have really made it when they left here. And what we had in common that night, we were four women gathered to pray. Wow.
Yeah.
And I walked out of there thinking of our financial need, but also feeling, Jim, like, wow, you already answered that prayer, God. The need will already be met because I just know that's what God wanted. When I talk about decades, and there's three different women representing three different decades, wow.
Yeah, and if that's just touching the surface of the women who have come through here. That was just that evening with those three particular women.
I went home and wanted to call everyone I knew to say, this is how I know, this is how God works in my life.
Yeah.
That's, anyway, so do we have time for facts and figures?
Well, we really don't, but let me just, we got about a minute and a half. I just want to say, let's present the need and to challenge our listeners in specifics. First of all, prayer support. Now, maybe some have kind of backed off from that. We're asking you to put Evangel Home up higher on your list as you pray regularly. Secondly, we need dollar donations, perhaps even significant dollar donations, right away.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, friends, if you got some reserve capital you can send us. That would be really, really helpful for now. And then ask you to consider taking on a monthly support level as well. So maybe that big cash gift now is from last year, and then and then spread that over 12 months this next year. So those three things: prayer, cash donations now, and a commitment to regular monthly support. If you've never done it before, please consider it. If you have and have gotten kind of back away from it, can you pick that up right away? That would be so helpful. And we really are running out of time.
Call me if people want numbers. We were down last year about 14%. December was down 17%. That's a big chunk.
And the other side is we've cut overhead. We've reduced expenditures also in the process. The numbers are on the website. You can pick it up there. Many of you will be getting a letter as well, but the need is significant. Ken, we're out of time. It's your turn. Thank you, my listening friend. We appreciate you so much and look forward to our next interview we have here on this program we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.